This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, hi there. I'm Mike Shope. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off this week. He's in Puerto Rico. I don't know the temperature there. I'm assuming it's great. I think I'm hotter than he is right now. Temperature hot. The rest is up to you. Just never wear long sleeves to work. Never. Doesn't matter how cold it is. I will never learn. Just one warm day and it's shorts kind of every day after that. Went to lacrosse after the show yesterday where it was, you were here, 35 degrees and really windy and I'm just out there in a jacket. Just, I will never learn. And I will also never learn that it is always hot in here. The coffee maybe doesn't help, but those of you watching the show, which is a thing now, Twitch, YouTube, the turtleneck, not helping me. If not for two things, the stream, and then also the fact that this is a workplace, the shirt would be off. If I were like in my attic, like Bulldog has an attic, no, I'm just putting on a different shirt, but this is I'll never learn. 53, been here 23 years. Never gonna understand it. Never gonna learn. Sneaky Joe working a double today. Good enough to join me here as we get toward reverse AFC power rankings. Joe, do you share the same frustration over the temperature in the studio?
I go like today. I wore a flannel just so that I have something to wear outside, but then I could take it off pretty easily and just reveal the t-shirt underneath. But turtleneck is a crazy. I would never go turtleneck.
No, terrible. It's a thin, golfy turtleneck. But see, Tuesday mornings, I host a podcast from my basement where it's cold. And just once I get done with that, I just never think about it. And here I am. Probably the analytics would show Tuesdays are the day where I get beat the most.
Yeah, often. Well, we have the benefit of if it's really warm in there in the morning, which it is every day, that there's really nobody there yet. So we, sometimes first couple segments, we'll literally just keep the door open just to get some air in there.
Oh, that's an idea. That helps?
Yeah.
That actually,
I don't know, actually, it feels like it should help. I don't actually, I don't have any, bring like a thermometer in there to actually track it, because in theory it should work, but I don't actually know if it does.
Those days where the workplace is a wind tunnel, which we have too, for whatever reason, I used to know, then you want that door open, then it could get really exciting. But anyway,
yes, right.
There's 3 minutes on how hot it is in here right now. Lucky me. I mean, it's cold outside and I should be fortunate. Joe, it was only not even an hour ago where I reached out to you, when I reached out to you about joining me for ANZAC for reverse AFC power rankings. Have you done any research in the time being?
I was honored, of course, to be invited back. And I have, let's see, the tabs I have open right now.
Oh,
I've got open.
Let's hear about it.
A NFL free agency tracker for each team in case I missed anything.
What site is that?
That's just NFL.com's got one where you could just, each team's got all their signings. I've got the AFC conference odds at FanDuel. And then I've got Kevin Cole's improvement index, which I like to look at every year, which is like expected points added and lost throughout the year.
That counts as research as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you sound prepared for this thing.
Yeah, I'm just staring at it. I haven't like studied it. Like,
no,
I couldn't tell you where the Bills. Oh, I could. It's right here. I mean, he's got it graphed pretty well. Like, they're right in the middle. But I'm also learning while pulling up the odds here, like right before we started, that the division odds are now up.
Okay, the Bills might be the biggest favorite in the league.
They to win their division, they are the biggest favorite to win. There are only looks like, not only four teams are minus money, and the Bills are minus 210 from what I'm looking at right now. That's the best odds or the lowest odds.
Speaking of the Kevin Cole stuff, are the Bills supposed to regress?
His doesn't really point to that. I mean, they are in the positive for Kevin Cole stuff versus like he's got the Bills. It looks like at like plus 5 or 6, and Kansas City's minus 30. So
based on what?
Big difference there. Signings, trades, releases, draft capital too. I wonder if draft capital has something to do with it.
Not with the Chiefs, it wouldn't. I mean, the Chiefs not only have their picks, they also have the second pick of the third round. Well, the Bills have a second round pick, actually. Joe Tooney, maybe?
Yeah, right. Maybe Tooney is the reason for that. That's a good question, though. I mean, they haven't really – they re-signed Trey Smith, and they brought in – no, I guess that was a re-sign, too, Marquise Brown. So I guess they really haven't added when you think of it. I expect the Bills to regress too. It's why I don't need it to be in at 30. I'd like to see them go one more receiver at some point in the draft, because I expect there to be massive regression. Massive may be strong. I expect there to be regression with the turnovers and with field position. You're number one in the league at not turning the ball over at a historic mark, and you're number one in the league in a field position start. And I think both of those numbers probably regress next year, and they'll have to make that up somewhere.
The other side of that coin is that they really, relatively speaking, they really didn't throw the ball. You know, like imagine a Bills team, like mostly last year's team, but with the ability to get the ball downfield. Like those were Allen's lowest numbers ever for average depth of target and just all the good stuff. And I know he won the MVP anyway, so I do sort of instinctively think regression, the turnovers, the field position point is connected to that for the same reasons, but there also is a season where, whether it's Joshua Palmer or just the guys they have, and maybe sometimes that's out of necessity, where you just get behind in games or play better teams, then you have more volume in the passing game, which would be nice. You know, it's guys like us, we want to see that.
Yeah, no, that probably happens. So we'll see. I mean, they might draft a guy on the second round or fourth round anyway, and, you know, that'll satisfy my appeal for one more.
Do you have a favorite?
I'm liking Matthew Golden, but I think you probably have to do that in round one.
Man, so Joe.
I don't have a round two guy yet.
So ADP Chasing, my Tuesday morning podcast, Davis Maddock, Pat Corain, Jacob Sanderson. I brought up today the possibility, excluding Travis Hunter, of one receiver going in the first round. I talked about this some yesterday. And these three guys, they jumped on me. Like, there's no way Golden does not go, like, top 12. Jacob thinks he goes before McMillan.
Top 12.
Yes.
Wow.
And I don't know. I see him out of the first round sometimes. I mean,
I was gonna say,
big.
This morning I was looking at a mock where he wasn't in the first round.
Yeah. Not big, you know, wasn't super productive, Houston and then Texas. Yep. I don't know, is he undeniable as a first-round pick? I was taken aback by these guys and their very rude reaction to my take.
Yeah.
All right.
Enough teams will want a receiver where it's like, I think I would be surprised if he makes it into round two, but same for the Bills' sake, though, they would have to do it in round one. I don't think he's someone that's falling to the end of the second round.
No, I probably would agree with that. All right, Sneaky Joe along. Bulldog is out. I've got Zach here. Here we go. It's time for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. It has been 2 weeks, which is a bona fide drought for this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, lead us off. 16.
There is more connecting Tennessee to Cam Ward today, so I'm going to expect that Ward is their quarterback. I'll go with the Browns here.
I agree.
With no quarterback, really, that I can get behind.
Well, I agree.
I kind of like Ward, so I go Cleveland here.
I liked the idea that Tennessee would do something else because of Levis, and then the Browns could have Ward, but I don't see that happening now. I mean, Tennessee, they're not holding back. Private workouts and like everybody, the media people are at the pro day. It sounds like maybe that's where we are. I don't know what the odds look like, but if they do that, then the Browns have to decide. I mean, two amazing non-quarterback options, or Shedeur Sanders. And I think I would pass on Sanders and try to get a quarterback with the first pick of round two. They have the first pick in round two.
Yeah, me too. I would not sit there and take Sanders at two if I were them. I feel like, who's the favorite right now for their week one starter? Is it
Pickett?
Well, would it be Pickett just because he's there?
Yep. I bet. I would think so.
That's tough.
Let's play him week one in Cleveland. What do you think?
Bills, Browns.
Kenny Pickett. Yep. You like it?
Yeah. That's the home game?
Away.
Nah, I want home at one. Home at one. Home and one or a primetime game. That's my preference.
All right, well, we can settle this another time. When the schedule comes out, how about then? We settle it then. 15. Titans.
Yeah. Right. How good could it go? I mean, I like Ward, but he's not, like, off the charts good, in my opinion. So I'll go Titans. They're still pretty thin in almost every position.
He could be good. If he's good, then they go right to the middle, you know, pretty much right away. If he looks like he's not lost out there, but still, it's still an if.
Yeah. I don't love the coach either. Like I don't really have a strong opinion either way about him. Yeah, I'd go Titans here.
I am negatively inclined toward him, and you know why? It's not even a good reason. But his dad is a coach. His dad is on the staff.
Ah,
that's why you're there. Okay, I mean that's not really fair, but. That's kind of how I see the world.
Yeah.
14.
Jets.
I'm excited that Fields is going to get a look.
Yeah.
I doubt it'll be really successful, but I'm glad to have it.
I would agree with that.
Jets, Giants with Fields and Winston, if that's what we get as a fan, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
As a fan of other teams.
Not great for Garrett Wilson fantasy owners, I would say, either, him going there.
No, that's right, but he's been really good anyway, with not good quarterback play at least.
True.
13.
We've gone chalk so far here. We haven't had really any...
You like to be a contrarian.
Yeah.
I don't know where you learned that. I don't know where you learned that.
I have no idea. I'll go Pittsburgh here.
Yes.
Pittsburgh. Come on. They're nowhere.
I tried to spit it out. You just got it in before I could do it. Pittsburgh. Good.
Okay.
Bulldog is not here. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Get Bulldog out of here, I just said.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Didn't mean that.
Really? This was with New England for years. Like, oh, they have Belichick. They're just automatically going to get 8-9 wins. And then, oh, the floor fell out, and they had a horrible year. And that year is going to happen for Pittsburgh at some point. And I don't know if Rodgers – I don't even know how to predict if Rodgers is actually going to go there. He is or he isn't. Like, I don't even know if it matters for me.
Pittsburgh. He probably is. You see this maybe as their Cam Newton Patriots year.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
12.
Jacksonville.
There is that mascot. There is that color scheme. Not helping.
Jacksonville. What have they done?
They have signed maybe my favorite, can't be number one, one of my favorite receiver moves of the offseason. They signed Dyami Brown for $10 million at 1 year. Love it.
Interesting. That's your favorite.
It's not above Davante Adams. Like, it's more interesting to me than Palmer. Like, it's close to the top. It can't be number one. I love the Adams move. But, yeah, I mean, they lost Kirk. They traded Kirk. I liked him, too. I'm a little bit bullish on Jacksonville for what they've been.
Don't the receivers all kind of do the same thing? Like, not in the same way, but don't they all just run go routes?
Yeah, but let's hope. We love that.
All right. I mean, I wonder, Thomas could be, I wonder what he could be, you know,
amazing.
Massive this year.
Yep. I think I would go New England first. I think Jacksonville is closer to being maybe good. How about that for praise? Closer to being maybe good. Wow.
Oh, so I've got between Jacksonville and New England here.
Yep. Break the tie.
I kind of like New England. I'll go Jacksonville.
All right. 11, I'm on the Patriots. That's the law. I just said it, so I can't move. Not allowed to move.
I'll go Colts.
I was going to say the Colts.
Interesting.
Are the Colts going to start Daniel Jones? Like, I think that's – I kind of can't believe he's going to get another opportunity to start for how many games he has started in the NFL.
Yeah. I certainly understand that. 10. Raiders. Oh, I'm still on New England. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you New England here. New England here.
9.
They need a receiver, though. I think if they get Hunter, that's the spot where he plays the most wide receiver.
Oh, I mean,
they cannot get a wide receiver to say yes to them for 5 years now.
Patriots. Dislike notwithstanding, couldn't really get to hate right there for some reason. May Hunter Diggs is interesting.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Diggs is not official, but he's visited. Running back, do whatever you want. Hunter Henry, like the quarterback a little bit. A real coach.
Yep. Yeah, I could get behind that.
9. Vegas. Look at Vegas.
Yes.
1 month ago, they were 16. What did they do? Oh, Geno Smith. Okay, well, that explains
Geno,
it. 9.
They have a real
that explains
professional
it.
They have a professional quarterback now, I would say.
What do you like for them at pick six?
I mean, my first thought is that's going to be Genty there, but
good. I think I'd rather see them go McMillan or Hunter if it's possible, but that probably isn't going to happen. And then a good running back in round two, like one of the Buckeyes.
Yeah, Carroll loves to invest in running backs.
I know.
So if they don't do it in round one, they'll do it in round two.
And they have Geno Smith, Brady at the top. Totally see it. That's a Raider move, even without Pete Carroll. The running back at six? That always works. That always works. Eight. This has been the Dolphins for many weeks in a row. There's, I think, a tier between the bad teams. Are those kind of all bad teams? Eight of them, half the conference? The Raiders are the best of the bottom half of the AFC? Okay, that's saying something. I've been stuck on that point, Joe, that it seems a little bit uncomfortably predictable next year in the NFL, or in the AFC at least, because I think I've got half the conference that's almost drawing dead.
Well, wouldn't odds tell you that one of the teams we've just listed off is going to be a playoff team?
Absolutely.
Somebody's going to surprise.
Well, if Houston doesn't win the AFC South, at least one of them is, because we've already named the other three. Like, Houston has to be good to keep this, you know, the same.
Well, I think they're who I'd put next year.
Houston?
I mean, it was ugly a lot of last year, and they could not protect Stroud. And they reacted to that by trading away their best offensive lineman.
Yeah. Trading for Christian Kirk. That's not going to change your mind. Okay. Well, Miami or Houston?
I'm Houston here.
Houston at eight. The AFC South. Never change. The AFC South.
Nope.
Never change. Seven. Dolphins.
I'll go Miami here. Feel like they're last stand here a little bit.
They're what?
Their last stand. They don't win this year, and I don't know.
Yeah.
The coach, Hill especially. I feel like Hill, they got to be nearing the end. The way they didn't, there was contract stuff with him last year, how it's still kind of easy to get out of that whenever they want, and the drama at the end of the year. Like this, I feel like this is probably it for him there.
Curious team. Six. Denver.
Kind of feels like it has to be Denver or L.A. here.
Kind of want to go Bengals. Like, credit to the Bengals. It looks like they're going to bring back the trio. We're going to get both receivers, Trey Hendrickson maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They still miss the playoffs 2 years in a row with those guys. So I don't really know where they're going. It's cool that Cincinnati seems to be paying people, although the T. Higgins contract seems to be kind of a lot of flash, but not a whole lot of substance. They're just—they seem to be spinning their wheels to me.
The more I look at their season last year, it's just—it's kind of unbelievable they didn't make it.
It is
all the close games they had. I mean, the one thing you could criticize them for that isn't—I don't know—maybe it is luck, but they just always start bad. Every week, there's a thing about their record in week one going back the whole time Zach Taylor's been there. They just always lay an egg at the beginning of the season.
You had the game in Cleveland where Burrow was coming off an injury from camp and they got blasted.
Yep.
Couldn't move the ball. I like them way more than this. I just, I wouldn't be, after the moves, I love the moves for them, even if it is more temporary than it seemed at first.
I'm not ready for them yet. I'll go Denver here.
Aren't the Bengals the one team in the AFC, if it's not two, including Kansas City, the Bills would not want to have to play?
That, yes.
They've beaten Baltimore every time when it's mattered.
Yep.
Five. I would be Chargers here. I'd rather be the Bengals.
I'll go Chargers here, too.
All right. Four.
Kansas City.
Oh, come on.
They haven't done anything. I'm looking at the list right now. The Kevin Cole's got them as the lowest team in the league in improvement index. Don't have a lot of draft capital. They weren't that good all last year, except when they played the Bills in the playoffs, which, of course, will happen again.
They had one good game.
if this were who the Bills are playing, I'd put them number one. But in general, I mean, give me some regression on a lot of stuff from last year and watch them be fourth. Not eighth, but fourth.
Can't do it. How many AFC titles is it? How many AFC championship games in a row? I can't do it. Cincinnati. Three. Bills.
Your Chiefs. I have to be Chiefs again, yeah.
I'm good with Buffalo here.
Bills at three. Two. Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Ravens one.
The Ravens at one.
They'll win the offseason for the eighth year in a row. Right?
Yeah.
And maybe the regular season for the eighth year in a row almost. Then what? We'll see what happens after that. But I saw PFF's power rankings today. They were one in the league. Bills are four. Baltimore, mm-hmm. Philadelphia, Detroit, Buffalo, I think was the top four.
My only question with them is, did the wheels fall off Henry and just because of age and workload? But like, there was literally nothing last year that would have told you that's coming. So
that's right. That's right. You drafting much?
Not really. Not since our February league was the last time.
That's disappointing to me. I mean, you've got a young thing going, but you do have a lot of time. I mean, you do have a lot of time once you get out of this job, out of this shift.
That's true. Yeah, I should be a draft a day wouldn't be.
It wouldn't kill you. No, it wouldn't kill you. It would. Yeah. You know, you'd go broke.
I'll do one today. I'll get one in today at some point. But when I'm doing something.
Underdog shut us down in New York, so you can't draft on Underdog right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that happened. Okay.
That's
tough.
There was a dispute from going back like at least a year where they had a temporary license and they owe money or maybe didn't pay taxes. I don't know. It looks bad. It sounds bad.
Oh, man.
So you want to draft on Underdog, which is like where it's an easy click, $10 or less even, just for something to do. You got to cross the state line to be able to do it.
Well, I am going to North Carolina next week, so maybe I'll see if they're live down there.
Right. I would think one of these states along the way, they'd be starting with Pennsylvania, you'd be able to do it.
Yep.
Joe, thanks for jumping on here.
Absolutely.
Where can we find more of your work, Joe? This is what we ask at the end of every guest spot. Now, where can we get more of you?
I think I'm at a point now where you could just Google my name and all the stuff might come up. YouTube and Twitter and I think that's how that works.
Locked On Sabres.
Locked On Sabres. Yep, you could check that out if you want. A lot of fun stuff with them right now.
Sure, I can only imagine. All right, thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
What I am right now is not locked on the Sabres. That's one thing I'm not. I have to admit. All right, power rankings, draft talk. Boy, One Bills Live. I don't hear the show, but I look at the screen and it's just loaded with calls from fans who want them to trade up. Have we learned nothing? 803-0550 is the number. I mean, go ahead. Tell me why you think the Bills should trade up. They gave up a fourth to trade up two spots for Elam. They gave up a fourth to trade up two spots for Kincaid. These are the guys that like they had to have on. They had to move up because they weren't going to get them two spots later. Cody Ford. Okay, Josh Allen. Good point. 803-0550. 4 o'clock, Mike Wilner. The occasion of the start of the baseball season. Michael joined me, covers the Blue Jays, has for a long time. And so we'll do a little bit of baseball today. Cody Carpentier. At 5, talk at NFL Draft, one of our favorite draft analysts, really focused on the prospects. He always comes up with a couple of takes that really his, you know, just not from the, the consensus. 6 o'clock, Sabres pregame versus the Senators. Paul Hamilton joins me then. This is Mike Schoep. I look forward to hearing from you next here on WGR.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.